Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Which school are you from?
Ashley Road,
excellent stuff. So what we're going to do is we're going to take you over to our community garden and you're going to plant out some seeds for us.
With the better weather on the way, fingers crossed everyone, and the school holidays here soon, chances are you're looking for something to entertain the whole family that doesn't cost a fortune. The answer is right in front of you and has been for over 120 years when it was gifted to the council before opening originally to the public in 1883. And this year, with help from the Friends of Duthie Park, those 44 acres have something for everyone. With the return of the ever-popular paddle boats throughout the school holidays, the historic mound there to be conquered and offering panoramic views around the city, the model boating pond and three play areas, including a new award-winning one for slightly older kids. And when the weather's temperamental, there's the Winter Gardens, the third most visited gardens in Scotland. And don't think for a moment you'll lose the kids' attention in there either, with the return of Spike the Talking Cactus, Terrapins and McPuddock in the Fernhouse. Entertainment and learning for children is a feature throughout the work of the park year-round.
Do you know where we get olive oil from?
Please, kids, say the shops.
I'm planting some flowers.
And through the summer, when the kids start on "I'm bored," usually about 12 to 15 minutes after they break up for the holidays.
For summer, we run 6 one-week blocks. Each one has a different theme, so it could be trees, birds, bugs, games outside, in the glasshouse planting. There's normally a summer mashup at the end where the kids get to choose their favourite aspect from all the weeks, and we put that all in together. But all the sessions are really interactive. They tend to be able to make something, generally recycled, or take something home with them, whether it's a plant or a bit of craft or something they've made in the park. And they've all got environmental themes, so they're hopefully taking some good knowledge away with them as well. Booking essential, we would say, because they fill up very fast.
In a moment, the full programme for across the summer months, including details of the Friends of Duthie Park Fun Day. The Friends organisation, a group chaired by Tony Dawson, which came together to support the City Council through the revamp, renovation and restoration period around 2006 after the Council secured Heritage Lottery funding. And since then has assisted in promoting the park for the people who use it, creating a real focus. Now, throughout the summer months, there's an entire programme of additional events taking place at Duthie Park, which includes a sea of tartan as the starting point for this year's kilt walk on June 1st from 9:30 a.m. That's followed by an entire week of fitness and fun with School Health Week from June 4th. Into July, and Duthie Park plays host once again to opera from the Royal Opera House on the BP Big Screens from 7 p.m. on the 15th July. This year's performance is La Bohème. August weekends are packed full of fun days, and the first of those is being organised by the Friends of Duthie Park. Chairman Tony Dawson.
We're amazed again at the public support for this. It's on the 17th of August, 12 o'clock to 4. Who's there? You name it. We'll have wrestlers, we'll have the paddle boats going, we hope to have pipers, we've got live bands, we've got stalls, we've got the horse and cart rides. You name it, there's something for everybody of every age in Aberdeen. And last year, we couldn't believe when 6,500 people turned up, and there's no reason to doubt if we don't get normal Aberdeen weather, rain, then that will surpass that. And every year in the park now, we get more and more visitors. Last year, it was 1,160,000 people passed through the park. And that's a fantastic achievement for everybody involved.
The Friends of Duthie Park Family Fun Day on the 17th August from 12 to 4 p.m. That's followed a week later on the 24th by Aberdeen Sports Council Family Fun Day, again from 12 till 4. And August is rounded off with two events in the same weekend, guaranteeing something for everyone on the 30th and 31st. The Clydesdale Horse and Pony Show and the Royal Horticultural Society Flower Show. See the horses each day from 10 to 4 and the flowers Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 5. All available this summer at
Duthie Park!
Excellent.